Genesis Avalon Patriot, Episode 19, Long Is His Day.
Back to the land of the living.
Back to the land of not freezing. Oh, I can keep my eyes open now. Thank you. Yes.
What the hell are you doing? You're mental! Get off the road, you wankers!
Mac, you could have gotten us smeared by that car. You didn't mean to put the portal there, right?
I'll have you know navigating multiple realms is very difficult and very impressive.
No, I agree. It's impressive. I am impressed. I just really like to not be flattened.
So I'm bound to be off by a few meters from time to time.
He has a point. Suppose we should be grateful he was just off a few meters laterally, not vertically. Don't much like the idea of ending up in the sewer system. I haven't done that, and I will have liked to have never done that.
Oh, hang on. I know when I am.
Really? No more talking in every tense the English language has?
I don't think so, lad. Do I have you to thank for this, lady?
The memory of gods can be too long sometimes. And for all your years lived and yet lived, you have learned the wisdom I hoped you would find only through having a pool of memory that was far less shallow. Enjoy the present. Your wisdom is needed for the king. My brother was right.
Oh, easy there, Natalie. Bloody lady just swan right off again, didn't she?
I have not missed that feeling. It's like being in the back of a roller coaster, going backwards, in the dark, 6 drinks in.
Oddly specific metaphor.
Oh no, she speaks from experience. Jay and I took her to a theme park junior year and decided it would be fun to drink around the park before riding the blackout coaster.
I hate you so much right now, Rox.
Oh, love you too.
We should tell Olivia we found everyone. Man, how long has it been anyway?
Yeah, I have no idea if my phone is still charged, but I also have no idea what day it is.
15 missed calls!
Yeah. Y'all were gone for a while. But I told Olivia we'd get you all back, so I don't know why she's blowing up my phone, too.
Alicia, you got this too, right? Get back ASAP.
Hang on, I'm reading. SOS Tim's been... Wait, no! What? That's not... This says he's been shot!
Hang on. I'm getting your lot back to London the expressway. Hurry! I can't keep this open for long! I didn't make a habit of casting seat portals over the land like this!
Come on, let's go, hurry!
What happened?
Oh my God, no,
I'm back! One of the eyes on the shooter.
Oh, brilliant. This time he's dropped us off in the middle of a bloody melee.
Mac? Wait, are you kidding me? He's gone? Right now? Where did he go?
Later, Alicia. We need to find Tim.
Over there! They're on the cameras!
This crowd isn't gonna let us any closer.
Is that blood? Oh, God. Are you kidding?
They killed the King of Avalon!
Shut up, all of you! Stop panicking! They're not listening.
Make a hole, wankers!
Ay-yay. I said stay back.
Do you know who we are? Let us through!
Miss. I'm not letting anyone through. Certainly not some stranger.
This is ridiculous. We're members of the King's Court. Let us past.
I will do no such thing.
Move. Or be moved.
Sergeant, yeah. We've got some citizens of Avalon up at the line. I'm just letting them through, alright?
Alright. PC Stoddard, say again. Do not let anyone through. I repeat, do not leave.
Aye, aye. Where you think you're going?
Merlin, go! Get to the king!
Oi, don't get arrested! That goes for all of you!
Stay awake. Look at me. Stay awake.
You go with Koopa. Please.
Shut up. I am not leaving you. Stubborn ass.
Your Majesty, what happened?
As if you don't bloody know.
Libby, we're back. Oof. What the hellfire?
Your Majesty, I've called 999. Help is on the way. Remember, I'm always here to help you. Always.
Hey, I'll take care of my husband. You back the hell off.
Wait, I know you, woman.
No, I don't believe we've ever met.
Oh, but I'm sure we have. You should leave.
I'll see to the constables.
Hey, we're not done here.
I'll leave you lot alone for a few days and you get him shot.
Oh, some timing you've got. Worst roommate advisor ever.
Well, I've never been one to hover over you. What makes you think I'd stop now?
He's still bleeding. No amount of pressure I'm putting on this thing is stopping it.
That wasn't a normal gunshot.
Sounded like one. And how the hell would you know what an abnormal gunshot would sound like, you kooky magician?
Oi, wizard. And I know because I could feel fey magic all over this place. If we don't expel that, nothing will help him. But now I know where the magic's coming from, so that part's easy.
Well, my head feels clearer than it has in days.
Oh, you're bloody welcome.
So does mine. Tim, hang on for me. Take my hand. This is going to hurt.
That's going to... You do.
I take the hits meant for you, right? I can handle it.
Did you just heal him?
She did. God, I love you. Mwah. Help me up.
Oh, Ripper! I swear, mate, nothing keeps you down.
That's the idea. And now, I want to make sure everyone knows that.
Oh, just like that. Well, thank you, Merlin, for dispelling the fey magic and the fey woman. Thank you, Merlin, for knowing what's going on. No one else does. Oh, you're very welcome, Tim. Always happy to follow King Arthur.
Thank you, Merlin. Remind me to ask you where you've been when this is done.
Oh, it's relevant. So no worries.
Where's everyone else?
Oh, everyone's safe and well. And if we're lucky, darling, Roxanne didn't let herself or anyone else get arrested when fighting with the PCs to get me through.
Not everyone.
What do you mean?
Call Natalie. Tell her to get in touch with Noor. Something's very wrong with Gabe.
I apologize for the shock, everyone, and, well, I suppose I need a new waistcoat now. But that's the hazards of the job.
It really is magic.
This is a hoax, right? It has to be.
I can assure you, that was no hoax. But if anyone wants to take my shirt in for forensics, all I ask is that you give me time to grab another one. Now, where was I? Right. peace. Not obedience, not silence, but peace. War is not the way forward, and I will not be silenced by guns, by threats, by the disrespectful conduct of the American government. What this world requires is that, no matter the cost, I must stand here and tell you that peace is the only way forward. Parliament and the United Nations have the power to help the American people against their government. But more importantly, so do you. Every one of you has the power today to speak, to advocate for peace. To those of you who protested against me, to those who protested against the cruelty of others, I tell you now, I hear and I see you. I will not stop fighting for you, for every single person who cannot fight for themselves.
You're sure it was this hospital?
Merlin isn't the best with technology, I know, but they do know how to drop me a pin on Google Maps, Nat. This is it.
They could have at least told us what room, or what Natalie? Floor.
Natalie?
Noir!
Natalie! Oh, God! I thought you were... Oh, God, I lost you.
Right
I lost
here.
You, and I could feel it.
I'm right here, Noir. Sorry, we didn't know what would happen. I never thought. I mean,
I love you so much. I love you. Oh, I'm so glad you're here. That you're whole.
Not to step on what I'm sure is some very needed catharsis, but Tim was shot. Like 20 minutes ago, and Gabe is in a coma. So I'm just gonna be 100% that bitch and tell you to stow the PDA for now.
Oh, of course. And I'm glad to see that you are-
Dude, if you're really glad to see me, you will take me to Galahad, and then go get some crisps.
Oh, crisps would be
what?
Good.
Not for you, you addict, for me!
Haven't missed that, but you're right, of course. This way. What have you heard? I mean, how long have you been back? Presumably long enough to see the rest of Tim's speech. Oh, I thought I was going to go out of my mind when they cut away from the live broadcast.
We were transported back to this plane in the midst of a panicking crowd, so assume we know very little. All Merlin could tell us was that Tim was fine, but that there was serious fae magic involved. Then Merlin said to come here, that Gabe was hurt somehow.
It has to do with Tim's attaché to the UN. She followed him back like a parasite, but unfortunately she's masquerading as a normal person. She's definitely something else. Merlin is sure the magic is fey in nature?
Oh yeah. We've been following the fey magic since it started creating chaos in London. Merlin and Natalie kept striking out, so... I had to ask Nephthys for help.
And that worked?
Better than any of the magic Merlin knew. We basically found a fey stronghold, then woke up on the Isles. The rest is pretty foggy for me.
Were you hurt?
Imprisoned. The Lord of the Wild Hunt took us hostage. He was very bitter that Roxy had been allowed passage back to the mortal plane, but that didn't seem like the whole reason. There's a very large conflict brewing that we only have pieces to.
How on earth did you get out?
Turns out Alicia and Jack are very good at making unusual friends, and... that the Lady of the Lake has been a lot closer to me than I thought she was. She manifested while we were trapped there, and then her brother showed up to help us. Alicia's patron is... Manannan MacLear.
the old man of the sea has chosen our Alicia. He hasn't done that in centuries. I can't recall an Exodus or Genesis that had been tapped by him. This is massive. I'm so close to understanding what's happening here. Maybe Cooper was right. Maybe I already do know what's going on.
Well, you and Merlin can trade notes, but first... Oh, Gabe. You really know how to step in it. I thought you were supposed to be the careful one of the three of us. Noir, you're here, so... Where's...
Leo is with Jaina and Sam, still in the States. As I said, what we are seeing unfold is massive. We just lack the ability to see the entire picture. But they're fine. The Morrigan is with Jaina again.
About damn time. So we don't know what happened to him?
Cooper found him on the floor of Maeve's room. He was drifting in and out of consciousness. And by the time he came here, he was like this. Doctors can find no cause. He should just wake up. One of them even theorized he has sleeping sickness.
No, that's not it. This is Faye, for sure.
How can you tell?
Neftis has shown me what to look for. I think I can help him. Nox can help him.
Okay, well, if you transform in here again, you'll blow every circuit.
It's cute that you think I haven't transformed already. Mananan's cloak.
Oh, that's... I'm not even mad, I'm impressed.
Don't let me forget to thank Alicia next time I see her. Hecka. You who existed before the time of duality. Pull this man from the spaces between!
No! Maeve!
Easy, Gabe. We've got you. Take it easy. You've been out a while.
Nox? Noir? Natalie? What is going on? How did I get here?
We were hoping you would know.
I was in a room. I was in Maeve's room, looking for proof of summit, and then she came in, and she said, summit.
Said what?
No, sorry, it's gone. It's gone.
It's okay. Noir, can you go get the nurse?
Of course. It's good to see you again, Gabe.
That's amazing, Roxy. Your magic absolutely knocked whatever Maeve did to him out of his system.
Oh, is that what you did? How? She's been doing something to all of us for days now. Feels like you can't keep your head around her.
Simple. When I'm Nox, I'm... not serving the Celts. I'm a foreign power.
And competing pantheons are incredibly volatile. It's why Sekhmet was Obsidian's favored. Temples still stand to her. Her Egyptian magic could put a dent in most Avalons.
Yeah. I'm going to take a walk.
Hey, this is a win, Rox. Enjoy it.
For Avalon, sure. For my friends, absolutely. But I'm not of Avalon. And I need to start acknowledging that.
Natalie, listen to me. You have to stop Maeve. Tim is so wrapped around your finger that he can't see one way or the other. I don't know who she is, but I know one thing. She won't stop until we're all dead.
Merlin. Hey.
Ah, the priestess of Avalon is, in fact, not in lockup. That's good. Wasn't sure you'd made it back.
After Jack and I bailed from the cops, we figured we'd just hang in our rooms. How are Tim and Olivia? I heard them come in a few minutes ago.
Well, they're fine. Both tired, but fine. I told them to go lay down, rest up a bit. Roxanne was able to wake Gabe up in the hospital, but until he's back, it's nothing but downtime, which we all sorely need.
Cool. Cool. So, do you have a minute?
Well, seeing as Rox won't be back until tonight, and I've read just about every bloody book in here, yes, I have plenty of minutes. And now that I know when I am, hopefully I'll be a little clearer.
I always liked the way you talked. I might miss it, actually. It's sort of what makes you the quirky, weird uncle.
Oh, at last! My ambitions have truly been fulfilled. I am the Wunkle. The weird uncle is all I've aspired for in life. Anyway, have a seat, lass. I imagine there's a lot you want to talk about.
That obvious?
Well, you've been traipsing around the other world with Min and Nan McLear, who gifted you a magic relic. If you didn't have questions, then I'd be worried.
That is exactly who I wanted to talk about. Olivia was really worried. I mean, she still is, about my friendship with Mac. And that's how I see it, like a friendship, not some weird patron and supplicant thing. I told him that at the start. But is she right to be worried? Am I getting in over my head?
Do you feel like you are?
Sort of. But I don't know. I feel like I know how to talk to him. He's just exhausting because he knows so much and he keeps hiding things. And then he just up and disappeared after dropping us off. I do feel like I know what he's asking of me, though. But he's... sometimes it's hard to forget that he's a god. That he's not just this surly, handsome guy with a real attitude problem.
It's always the handsome ones, aye, and most gods are handsome. But that doesn't mean you cannot trust him. Menonon is much more of a friend to humanity than most of the Tuatha. It's why sailors still pray to him today. Why the old man of the sea has sustained as a myth even until now. And Olivia is right. Most gods are not ones you want to accept favors from or make deals with unless you know exactly what you're signing up for. So, what are you signing up for?
Mac told me that he picked me because he wants a steady guidance in the time of this King Arthur. That Jaina is a war Avalon, that she's, you know, the freaking superhero, and I'm just me, Alicia. But he sees a leader. A spiritual leader, I guess. Oh, which sounds super culty. Ew, I'm so grossed out that I said that.
Oh, don't worry about it, love. When you recognize how barmy it sounds, that's the thing that's going to make you humble. And that's not a bad thing. The Vicar of Manannan on Earth. Oh, we'll get you a big hat to rival the Pope.
No, God, no, not a big hat. Please, don't do that. I know you're being kind of silly, but the way Jaina talks about having the Morrigan as a patron, it sounds really scary.
Oh, so are we going to talk about the fact that you have a divine boyfriend now? Excuse me. I mean, godly patron.
You know I know where you sleep, right? Sometime in the middle of the night, you're going out the window. Just yeet.
Oh, come on. You're just mad that I can tell you totally have a crush on him.
In her defense, gods do that. It's not even intentional. Being in the presence of a deity that you worship naturally brings out a sense of infatuation. Well, don't take my word for it. Just ask Solomon. Manannan does like you, though. To even consider making you his apprentice, Now, protege. Beneficiary? Oh, no, that sounds daft. He's not an insurance broker. Still leaning on Vicar.
Not helpful. Not even a little bit.
I mean, I was just giving her a hard time. But if she legit has a crush on him, this is even more unfair than I thought it was before. She gets a patron and I'm the one who has to do all the hard work in the underworld.
Hey, wait a minute. You did a really good job, Jack. Nobody's saying you didn't. But all the hard work, really?
At least 80%. And I don't even have a patron.
I'm not so sure that's true anymore.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Seriously, I think that's what Mac was talking about when we were walking Detect Wynn. He kept mentioning that you were her apprentice. And I know he didn't mean me or Jaina.
Kraken, that is. Priestess of Avalon with the god as a patron. And the priest of Avalon with a goddess. I do love it when the gods reiterate that gender's a bloody construct. This is intentional.
This is all assuming I have a patron. I don't even know who it be.
She'll make yourself known to you when the time is right. But you might want to start invoking goddesses more, which see which ones answer to you. That's how you find out. But just because you don't know doesn't mean she hasn't picked you. You have a patron, Jack. And by making sure this follows the opposite of what traditionally is done in the Kingdom of Avalon, oh, that's very interesting.
I'm honestly surprised. You haven't told us something about what future us will be doing.
Unfortunately, I think that information might be lost to me for a while. Whatever the lady did to put my head back to rights has made it very difficult for me to recall what's going to happen in this life. But that might be for the best.
You just lost Chico's to the next, like, 20 years and that's for the best?
You think I'm only gonna be alive for another 20 years?
Well, yeah. You're super old, right? You're like 30.
Oh, bless you, sweet child.
Okay, Boomer.
Oh, lad. You are exactly what we need now. After what we just saw with Gwynapneath, we need both of you to be different than how Jaina and Sam were. We're close to something now. Gwynapneath is working with other gods. That woman, like who's been hanging around Tim all the time. She's not mortal. So we're about to reach an impasse. Gods are taking sides, I think. And you two, not Jaina and Sam, will be the ones that the younger people look to. Not those already set in their ways. You are not the last priest and priestess of Avalon. That's Jaina and Sam. You two are the first priest and priestess of something greater. The Kingdom of Avalon, whatever that will be.
Oh, I guess I'll get it. Hello? Hello? It's dead. Must have been a wrong number.
I don't think it was.
How would you know? You didn't hear it.
I have a feeling. Can you do the reverse lookup and try to call it back?
Okay, hang on a second. Let me...
Hang up. Oh, definitely hang up.
Jack, can you please tell me exactly what that was before I freak out?
No clue. But it wasn't just static, that's for sure.
So? What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to find out who tried to call us. Like you said, if the gods are taking sides and we're getting weird static on the phone, that doesn't really seem like a coincidence.
Well, then it sounds, young priest, like you have some goddess to ask for help.
Hell yeah! I'm going to go get my supplies, set up my altar. Alicia, you coming?
Yeah, just give me a second, okay?
You need something else?
It's just that I know Mac knows more than he's telling me. Like, maybe he's trying to protect me or something stupid like that. And he told me that if I thought about him with intent and purpose, he'd know, he'd hear me. So, like, I've been thinking really loudly, but he's not here.
So where is he, Merlin?
Ah, love, that's never an easy question. You don't ask storm clouds where they're going. You just take shelter and hope the rain falls on your crops. Mac is a force of nature. Best you learn that now.
No, I get it. He's a busy god. He's not going to be around all the time. That's just dumb. Even if he is my patron.
Well, the tide moves in, the tide moves out. Don't try to fight it.
Guess I know what I signed up for. I guess I'll have to wait till he moves back in again.
Piss off, you mongrels. I've had enough of you for one bloody day.
Go ahead. Try me. See who comes out on top.
And you seem to be stepping your foot into waters far too deep for you to swim in, King of Onun. Your dogs nearly bit my head off, along with the priesthood of the Tuatha. Do they need to be put down now? Gone rabid, have they? I mean, I assume that's what happened. Otherwise, I might have to see that as an act of aggression against the Tuatha De Danann. And I don't think you really want that.
The land of Onun is mine to protect as I see fit. Do you see apples here? Do you see paradise and plenty? No. Then it sounds to me that the one trespassing and courting war was you. Surprisingly short-sighted of such a long-lived god. As your time on the mortal plane rescuing fishermen made you simple as well as soft-hearted.
Would ye like to find out? Bragarok's not tasted the blood of another god since we first made peace all those years ago. The first time the once and future king was seduced by the AC into a foolish tryst. And look what happened that time. We all lost. Avalon in ruin, the Ishii banished to their realms, with only the occasional mortal to snack on through underhanded deals and trickery.
You know just as much about trickery as the rest of the IOC, old man. Are you not, after all, called the God of Tricksters?
What are you playing at, Aron? I'm not in a mood for a doublespeak. I've no appetite for the bloody game today. The seas of the other world churn and writhe as the planes slide out of balance. If this continues, the Pax Arturus will never come. We will see war and ruin.
The Pax Arturus was your dream. Mananan Maclea, never mine. Never the dream of the AOC. We have never wavered in your convictions, not even as we gave the Witch Queen the power she sought to elevate the king to true greatness. But you and your Tuatha poisoned him. And now you do it again.
You can't have the mortal realm, you bloody idiot! You had your life. You can't have another one. That's not how this works. Even if you win over Arthur somehow, you will still remain the King of the Dead.
You forget, Over King of the Tuatha. I am also an Over King. And if the AOC flourish on the mortal plane, then the rules may change. And if we topple the Tuatha, then we will take the world.
Oh, and I suppose the fact that there are whole countries that don't believe in any of you just completely escaped your notice. Oh. That's just it. You've made deals with other gods, just like Obsidian all over again. Was it enough to take the son of Balor? Who do you have now?
You will find that when you spend enough time in the bowels of hell, Manaran Makalia, there are many who wish to feel the sweet touch of the worship of humanity. And they will be quite amenable to any terms I provide them, without realizing that I still hold the purse strings.
And just who do you have working with you, Aron? Speak, damn you!
Tell me, damn you! Or I'll topple this whole damn thing on your head!
Careful now. You may be the Overking of the Tuatha, but are you truly prepared for a war with the AOC? Destroy my castle. Then you destroy the cycle by which the realm have existed for millennia.
Whatever it is you are doing, Aron, stop. That cycle you speak of is already out of balance. You didn't know what you're doing to it.
I suppose we shall have to see. Anything else, old man?
Stay away from my chosen priestess. Or so help me. I will bring the full might of the Tuatha De Danann on you. And when we're done, there will be no Ishi left standing. You may be the Lord of Dead Humans, but I am the Lord of the Waters of the Earth itself. And I wonder, which force do you think is stronger in the end? Pray you never find out.
Tell the King of the Wild Hunt, it is time to sharpen his knives. War is coming.
Featuring the voice talents of Chris Stadther as Tim Arthur, Teresa Stacy as Olivia Arthur, Sarah Palmero as Alicia Arthur, Jalen Frisby as Jack Arthur, Chris Hackney as Noir, Aiden Rudd as Cooper Brown, Alicia Lane Matheson as Natalie Hall, the Lady of the Lake, Sean Luxford as Roxanne Dawes, Chris Bays as Merlin, Ailish Jeffers as Maeve Moran, Adam Blanford as Manannan McClear, David Ault as Driver and Sergeant, Brady Hendricks as Gabriel Sinclair and Crowd, Kat Pride as Crown 2, M. Ciro Garcia as Constable, and Dante Majors as Aron. Sensitivity readers Mark Allen Jr. and Sarah Palmero. Written by Catherine Pride and Chris Bays. Music by Josh Molin at thetunepeddler.com. Directed by Catherine Pride. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2024, Pendant Productions. Genesis Avalon, created by Catherine Pride. Copyright 2024, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.